Hey, everybody. Thanks for downloading episode 114 of Your Overseas Connection. Today is May 3rd, 2011, and we are the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. That's Gaming for the Elderly. And I am your host, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law. And joining me this week, first and foremost, Mr. Richard Primrose.
Hey, hey, hey. Yes, in the house. It's Skullduggera. Yes. New Twitter, OC underscore Skullduggera. Everything else, Skullduggera. One L. Job done. Wow. He's back online and not no longer squatting on the OC podcast. Twitter.
I will believe it when I see it, Rich. I'll believe it when I see it. Speaking of believing it when I see it, Mike Chin coming back to the show. I'll believe it when I see it. Gone again for a second week. Rich, I heard there is additional rumors about his whereabouts.
Yes, I've heard that as well. He was doing some filming, and I've heard that he's moved on to filming a uniform fetish movie involving mannequin dolls and long-bearded goats. Whether that's going to be substantiated later on, we can only find out from Mr. Chin, but we'll wait and see.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. As you can tell, I'm a little...
You're not Googling it, aren't you? You're trying to find out if you can find that film online.
I was. But I'm not going to. I'm going to press on because now we get to talk about Mr. Christopher Matthew not being present. Yeah, this actually is a bit of exciting news. The call came out for Chris to go after Bin Laden. And Chris dug deep into his soul, and he did his proper duty, which was stay home and change diapers. So, yeah, that is currently what Chris is doing at this very moment.
All I heard was that they had to tag him with a UPS single symbol, and that was it. Job done.
So. Yeah, he does have...
Chris, you done good.
Yeah,
done good.
Done good, except for it was not the UPS guy you were supposed to take out. It was Bin Laden. Anyway, yeah. So that's pretty much it right now.
You do realize we've now got a fatwa on us.
I know. But I have kind of some exciting news. I do. Hang on, just one moment. Okay, so as promised, special. Incredibly breaking news kind of moment, surprising moment. One of those I didn't think this was going to happen and it happened moments, kind of like my child. Mike Chin's with us.
Yeah.
We've had some rumors about what's been
right.
going on with
I haven't that. Listened to last week's show, so
you probably should have. Maybe it's best you didn't.
Yeah, but I've been on media blackout since Portal 2's minute, and I still haven't had a chance to play it.
Hey,
so I'm scared. I know you said you didn't mention it, but
gave
I haven't.
A word.
Yeah, I know. I did intend to listen to it, but I just haven't got around to it.
It's okay, because so. I mean, honestly, if I gave my word to you, and vice versa, I wouldn't trust me. but more importantly, Rich.
Yes.
Why don't you address Mike here on the latest rumor? Because you were the one that broke this news.
Yeah, I'd heard internet chatter that you'd moved on from filming your last project and gone on to filming a uniform fetish movie involving mannequin dolls and long-bearded goats. How's that going?
I can't really talk about it, Skull. I'm a bit pissed off that you've announced it, to be honest.
Shit, sorry.
You know, it's a big...
Has he got a character in it called Wheatley?
No, but we were going to ask for you to audition for the film.
Oh, I'd be a long bearded goat, no problem.
Yeah.
It's until my goatee wife told me that she wouldn't have sex with me until I shaved it off.
She's not in the room, is she? Clearly,
no.
Not.
all right. Well, let's jump into what we've been playing. I think it's about that time.
Oh, okay. So I doing this? I'm doing this, people. I'm just doing what Mike does and trying to hold off. Yeah, yeah. So it's this one. Here you go.
have you been playing?
Yeah, Rich, you really are kind of carrying on that tradition. That was good. That was perfect.
That kind of, oh.
Yeah, oops. Tradition. So, Mike, I think we should definitely have you go first. Because I know your list
Greg,
is
maybe
long.
You can remind me what I've played.
I know you've played Gears of War beta.
Yes. Okay, yes. I've played the Gears of War 3 beta. I absolutely love it. I'm a huge Gears of War 1 fan. 2, you know, I did like 2, but, you know, it's problems. And I'm back on board with Gears for the third one. I absolutely love it. The multiplayer works. The new weapons are fun. The new levels are fun. The maps are fun. I'm having a blast. The leveling system works. The only thing that I think is a bit dodgy is the menus. Like, there's a lot of menus in menus. But I think it's good. I think it's a really strong multiplayer. And I think Gears of War 3 is going to be a really strong game. It's going to be super polished. It was ready to come out in April. They delayed it for the beta. This is going to be one polished game. It's going to go out with a bang. I really enjoy it.
I think it is going to go out with a bang. And
We're not talking about the PlayStation Network.
No, we are not. No, we are not. So anything else on the old playlist there, or was it simply just the old years?
I did play something else. I played Fancy Pants.
Okay, was this actually a game, or are you just talking about playing with your Fancy Pants?
No, it's the XBLA game. Fancy Pants, it's like a 2D platformer. You never heard of it?
No, I heard of it. I just...
Oh, right, okay. Are you just being...
You wear Fancy Pants.
Funny.
Yes. It was a failed attempt.
Yes. Yeah, but it's okay. Fancy Pants is okay. I thought I'd really like it because I love N+. But I didn't like it. I didn't take to it as much as I thought. But it's going to be an on-sale game for me. You know, like when it's cheap, I'll get it. But I'm not going to waste money on it now.
Okay, how much is it again?
I think it's... 1200. Actually, that's a good question. I'm going to look that up. I don't know. I'll get back to it.
Yeah, 1200 seems like it would be pretty steep. Maybe it's only 800 points.
You might be right. I'm just going to search it on Xbox.com. But yeah, it is a good 2D platformer. You know, the animations are cool and it's cute. It is 800 Microsoft points. But I just didn't really fall in love with it, you know. And if it drops down to 400, I'll pick it up. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not in a mad rush to play it. It's not like, oh, I've got to play this now.
Got it.
Too many games to play now, so. And I don't have any time to play games. So, I really can't do with another one.
All right. Enough said. Well, you know, it's funny how these things happen. There could be kind of another surprise in store for us right this very moment.
OMGs.
Yes, OMGs. Okay, so as promised, surprise number two, it's Christopher Matthew.
Who does number two work for? That's, of course, from Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be back.
Yeah.
So,
and there was much
perfect
rejoicing.
Timing. Yeah, perfect timing. Maybe a quick shout out to your gamer tag, and then just jump right in, Chris, to what you've been playing.
Gamer tag CPM1376 on the Xbox Live, which is still up and running. PlayStation Network handle CP Matthew, although I'm not using it much
do
lately.
Do not celebrate, Chris. You
no,
don't celebrate. It
do
does
not
it. Does the
celebrate.
Office. I am not celebrating the demise of the PSN. And CP Matthew, pretty much everyone else, everywhere else. Yes.
Yeah. Now, Chris,
Greg,
actually, before we get into what you've been playing,
it's a short list.
You know, it's funny because Mike had the same kind of scenario, short list, but rumors swirled around where he had been and what he was doing. And
They did. Yeah. Did we confirm any of it?
No,
only,
not
only
really.
The part about the goats.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's angry with this, by the way.
No,
mega pissed that he leaked it out.
But yeah. The word did come out, though, that you had been, the call came out to you. It was time for you to serve and go after bin Laden. But you chose instead to stay at home, change diapers.
Half of that story is true. I'll let you
is it the bin Laden part?
Yeah. I have nothing. I have nothing but respect for the men of the Navy SEALs who carried out that operation with the skill and precision that only they can do. And well done them, I say.
How do they train them? Do they just make them play Call of Duty a lot?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Yep. Brilliant. That's it.
So I'm trained
all day.
I'm
secret unlocked.
If you ever come across anybody on Xbox Live whose gamer tag happens to be Navy SEAL, you just give up.
Right.
Your best bet.
I can see it now. Mike's gonna go off. He's gonna be like, "Sign me up." What's all this running about?
Yeah.
What? You don't run in Call of Duty?
Why is that guy yelling at me? I don't understand. What do you mean, push-ups? I don't do these push-ups.
Why am I sweating so much?
Mike would call them press-ups.
I'll just press B. What the hell?
Yeah.
Where's the trigger? All right.
So
Chris, yeah, what have you been playing?
I haven't played Xbox or PlayStation 3 or the Wii at all. Because
so glad we have you on this podcast.
I know. Well, I'm your handheld gaming pseudo voice.
You are, yeah, you are.
I don't want to call myself an expert, but I'm the sole representative of the mobile gaming community.
Wait a minute. Am I now to maybe venture a guess? Did you go out and finally pick up the 3DS?
No, I didn't. I'm still just using the iPad.
Okay. Well, you have got taste. I forgot about that.
So I picked up two games for the iPad last week. Neither of them new. One is War Pinball HD, which is kind of a clever little game. It's pinball, as you might guess from the title. But it comes with, so the free version comes with three tables: Navy SEALs, Platoon, and Missing in Action.
Pinball on a table.
No, the movies, right? They're all so the whole shtick of the game is each of the tables is based off of a war movie.
Gotcha.
So it's, you know, it's pinball. It's good fun. You can tilt the iPad around to tilt the table if you want to cheat. Although I'm really uncoordinated, so that usually ends in disaster. And then I picked up another game that I'm going to pronounce incorrectly, and just you're just going to have to deal with it. Carcassonne. And I'm trying to learn how to play that. It seems at first very simple, but at the same time highly complex.
Now, you know that is also on Xbox Live Arcade.
I do know that, but it was free on my iPad.
Well, there you go.
Winning. actually, I'm not winning, apparently. Doing very poorly.
It happens.
So that's all I've been playing. Aside from researching new and exciting ways to smoke dead animals, which is what I've been focusing my energy on.
Epic meal time.
What's
mac
that?
Mac and cheese. More mac and cheese. More mac and cheese.
What's that? Bacon cream cheese stuffed French toast dumpling? Next level breakfast maneuver. So what I learned about this week, and I'm going to share this with our audience because I think they care, and if they don't, they're just going to have to deal.
Fuck
them. I learned about a new barbecuing technique called smoking a fatty.
I learned that technique back in high school. Completely different.
See, it's somewhat related, but it involves nothing illegal or anything that'll make you dumber. I guess in a way, it actually cures your munchies instead of giving you the munchies, right? So if you smoked a fatty, then you should smoke a fatty to get rid of your munchies. So the technique is essentially you weave yourself a wrapping paper out of bacon, and over the wrapping paper of bacon, you lay some sausage, and inside the sausage, you lay whatever you want, ham and cheese omelet, pepperoni pizza, Big Mac, whatever, and roll it up. So that you have an outer layer of bacon and then an inner layer of sausage and some gooey treasure.
Oh
my God! Yes.
And then you put it on your smoker for about 2.5 hours. It's meant to be awesome. So I'm gonna be putting a couple together this weekend for a party.
There are a lot of things that were meant to be awesome.
Is it better doing the weave with streaky bacon there, Chris? Do you reckon, or would you go for back bacon?
You mean naked bacon? What streaky? You want some bacon with a high fat content, faux show.
Oh, that's streaky then.
Yeah.
And it would lend itself to weaving.
And you gotta have it pretty thick cut so that it doesn't tear while you're doing the weave. So yeah, you got to have a thick weave, as they say.
Yep, I hear that saying all the time.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a thick weave.
Weekend, I'm gonna try one. I'm gonna try bacon and sausage wrapped around a Philly cheesesteak, no bread. I'm gonna try bacon and sausage wrapped around some buffalo chicken tenders, and
no breading.
No breading, and I'm probably gonna try one. So I have a sandwich that I really like that consists of turkey, coleslaw, bacon, and...
Chris is just going through his menus for the week. They're my games.
Check this out. Though. This is going to be awesome, right?
Check this out.
So this sandwich consists of turkey, bacon, coleslaw, and French... No. Yeah, French dressing. If it sounds weird at first, but trust me, it's awesome. So I'm gonna forego the bread, and I'm going to remove the coleslaw because it probably will get soft.
Probably a good call.
While smoking it. And I'm probably going to leave the dressing until last. So I'm going to make the bacon sausage wrap, and I'm going to put the turkey and bacon inside it. But instead of coleslaw, I'm going to crush up some ramen noodles that haven't been cooked yet, right? And then they'll become kind of gooey, crispy while they're smoking.
Okay, honestly, Chris, no, dude, you sound like you are.
It's going to be.
Awesome. This is the absolute.
It's like when your kid wakes up and goes downstairs and starts trying to cook.
No, it's like he's been smoking a fatty for like an hour, and he does have the munchies.
It's gonna be awesome, I'm telling you. And then I'm gonna pour the dressing over the top when I'm done. So I'll report next week.
All with the Diet Coke.
With a Coke Zero, yeah. I'll report to you.
Now
next
I can
week.
Eat anything.
Anyway. Well, thank you. Awesome, awesome stuff, Chris. Next on the Overseas Connection, Richard Primrose gonna talk about backyard burgers.
Smoking a fatty,
yeah, baby. Yeah. This week I've been cooking cornflake chicken breast. Basically, get your breakfast cereal out, crush it up, and then just wrap it around a chicken breast. Job done. Yeah, that's me done. Now,
and a meal.
It's a breakfast and a meal, all done in one. I've got some games. I played some games. Gears 3 beta, which.
Wait a minute.
What?
Rich, hold on a sec. What? Hold on. Say beta again.
Oh, God, we're not going to this one again, are we?
Oh, no. I it's a scientific experiment. Please, say it again.
Beta.
Okay, Mike, say it.
Beta.
Chris?
Beta.
Okay, Americans win, hands down.
Yay.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.
That was my scientific experiment.
Yeah. Really? Are we done yet? Really?
I don't know if I should judge your methodology.
Oh, judge me for sure. Go ahead. Let's move on, Rich.
Yeah.
Cheers.
So I was cracking it, loving it, brilliant, great stuff. We had a bit of an impromptu night the other night, which Mike didn't mention. He had his mate Ben on, and we jumped in with him. Greg jumped in for a couple of rounds, and we also had some of the guys out of LAG as well. They came on. So yeah, we had some. Yeah. I think that might have been. It was at the Real Defoe. He came on.
That was at
the tail end, and then afterwards he had a couple of mates come on, so stopped on. I was off work next day because of the royal wedding. So yeah, we did a session till about 3 a.m. It was great. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah.
I felt guilty all the way through because I knew I should have been doing work. But
you shouldn't have felt guilty, Mike, because you was poning ass. Ben were carrying the team big time.
You were.
Yeah. I am pretty good at Gears, I must say. So
you definitely were doing your fair share of the load, Mike. Rich, I think it's about time you and I both talk about the worst feeling you can have playing Gears. And I can help you out here if you're not remembering it. It's when the bot scores more kills than you do.
Oh man! And the worst thing about that, right? The worst thing about that is I got enlightened to the fact that there's bots in the game. That's fine. That's all right. That's good. I didn't mind that they're scoring more, but I was getting my ass kicked by Anya, and it was just not right. I was getting pwned by Anya, and I know there's a lot of good girl gamers out there, but for fuck's sake, can it please be a human? Please. Yeah. Yeah, but it's great. I love it.
In all seriousness, though, Rich and Greg, you two were really, really good distractions for the enemy, so I could fuck them up. Remember, Greg? Remember
I was
that when we
all about the teamwork.
I learned that you were doing that. Yeah. I learned that you were doing that. So I started following him instead. Instead of running out like a twat.
We're at the bottom of the stairs in Thrashball map, right? And I'm like, Greg, we have to rush them. There's no other way out of this, right? We have to rush them. And I was like,
Hold on, Mike. We got to put this in the proper context because really, this is like, you have to think of this like a war movie, you know?
Yes.
And you got the sergeant at the bottom of the stairs and he's like, men, we got to take this hill. We got to take it now. We got no choice. Let's get ready to go. And I'm the eager private sitting there going, yeah, yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you, Sarge.
Carmine.
Yeah, I'm Carmine. And you said go. I took two steps out of the door. Thanks. Boom, 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 boom. I'm down. Mike's up the hill.
But I killed all three of them. So you did enjoy the fight, Greg. That's what you got to know.
I was a hero.
I was like, it's Mark. Clear, Greg. Greg. Oh. He's there.
Plus points on it. Leading on from like first impressions last week, but plus points were environmental things that they've added. I really enjoy, you know, the sandstorm and the stuff that you can knock down just to change the map.
Gears have always kind of done things like that, and I do like that.
I like that. The one thing I've got a bit of an issue with, and I'd love to see them do a bit of a change in the full game release, is just the map sizing. Seems to me that every map is almost symmetrical, always medium sized, and I know it suits the game type because you've got five players on, but I just like them to do, say, a constricted map where it's smaller, you know, like COD does with, say, Shipment. So once in a while you get a fun map come up in the rotation.
Play Raven on Gears of War 1.
I played Gears 1 online, yeah. But
Raven Down is a tiny map. It's basically a cross. That's it.
Yeah, I don't particularly care for the tiny maps. I like them to be a little more open because I think that's where tactics kind of come into play.
Which is where I'm going. Because if they put something that was a bit larger, I know they did it a bit in Gears 2. They had a couple. There was some DLC packs where they stuck in a few of the larger size
Boneyard, those kind of maps. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And hopefully they're gonna follow that up in the full release. But yeah, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. It's a good game. I've been getting the gist of using the Retro Lancer and doing the charges and stuff.
The
Retro Lancer is a bitch to shoot.
Yeah, yeah, but once you get the hang of it,
I still
love the ammo burst. I'm with you there, Mike. I love that. Once I settled to using that instead of going with the normal Lancer, I was getting a few more kills and found I was a bit more of a team asset because otherwise I'd just sit back and stop. I was getting so many awards for assists on that game.
But that's the thing, though. You do get quite a lot of points for assists, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
But it's good. And the scoring is they've got a sound set up for how you get your scores. I mean, if you want to be like Mike, a bit of a ninja, and you go out and do the executions and stuff, then you're going to get extra points for it and rank up quicker, which is fair play. And I'm enjoying it. It's good. Really good. So what else? Soul Survivor, carried on with that. It has now taken the place of Defense Grid. That is a great game.
Wow.
Triggers, I love you for suggesting that. Thoroughly into it. I'm finding myself getting stuck on levels earlier than I did in Defense Grid, which is a good thing.
That is good.
That's great, and just been carrying on playing that. It's solid, man. I like the upgrading. It's just started integrating the upgrading asset into it. And it seems like it's a lot slower, the drip feeding you all of the bits to make you more into the game. So, yeah, anybody out there that's got 400 points to burn and you love Defense Grid, just get on it, man. It's a great game. Lego Star Wars 3. Been playing that with a lad, and as I said last week, it was great. But came across, you know how you've got the free play type mode that you had in Harry Potter and all that lot? They've actually got like a mini RTS type game. I came in the other day, and my eldest daughter and my son were playing on this level, and I was like, this looks like an RTS game. And basically, you had zones on like a free play area,
right.
And you had to go through the level, take control of the zones, and once you took control of them, you could build your own bases, and then get your own robots and stuff in it. And it's brilliant what they've done. It's such a diverse range of gameplay they've built into it. And I've heard people talking about that they've overcomplicated it, but the amount of value you're getting out of that game is, it's really good. So, and I hear that the old Pirates of the Caribbean's dropped the demo, so I'll be getting on that, definitely. Yeah, I'm liking the Lego stuff as a late adopter. Really?
Okay.
Carried on with Bullets.
Pirates of the Caribbean Legos?
Yep. Yeah, the demo's up.
Demo.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to go with that. They've made the co-op, expanded it a bit, so you can have more players in. And, I'll try that. Bulletstorm, carried on with that. I think I'm getting to the end of it, because I...
Are you getting on with that? Are you fatigued?
I'm really enjoying it. The one thing that I had a gripe with is still holding true as well. I don't know why they've taken out the main asset of the game, where you can... The whole point of that game is you can have fun killing people by using the leash and pulling them towards you, different kills. And they've got these one tribe that are in the game that you can't do that to.
Yeah.
And you know when you're on a level with them, and it's almost as if your heart sinks and you go, oh, well, I can't have any fun with this. I've just got to do normal bog-standard Gears of War type tactics.
Yeah.
Cover, shoot, and move on. Overall, I've been really impressed with it. It's got set pieces and stuff that are really impressive. The talk and stuff in it, I like it. I love the Vanquish stuff, even though it was really cheesy. Maybe I'm easy to please, but yeah, I like it. I'm going to leave my best one till last. But I had a night on Sunday doing online stuff with VG first. We did a Battlefield Bad Company 2. Had a great giggle with all of them guys. We had a couple of hours playing that with Duke and the boys, and that was cracking. And then after that, moved on into the early hours because again, it's off from work, bank holiday Monday, job done. Rainbow Six Vegas 2 with Gate. They had 12 players on playing that. I couldn't believe it. It's brilliant. Was doing
wow.
5-on-5, a couple of people dropped out, I dropped in later on and stuff, and we had 5-on-5 games going, just playing versus, team deathmatch type stuff. Great. It took me about an hour to get used to the controls again.
Yeah.
My bad.
Crack in. And then last but not least, new game that came out on XBLA, Outland. Anybody? Uh-huh. The whispers about this and stuff.
I Duke, downloaded the demo for it, but I haven't tried it out yet.
Duke was talking about it. He played it.
I've heard some good things about it, but I haven't tried it myself.
Right.
I know there's the red versus blue mechanic that comes into play, especially in co-op.
There's that, and there's other mechanics in that game that make it really good, which is why I played the demo, and... Bearing in mind how much of a COD fan I am, yeah? Map pack dropped today for COD. I had 1,500 points in my account, as it were, and I was like, ready to go, okay, COD maps, I'll get them. This game made me shell out the 800, so I can't get the COD map. That's how good I think this game is. And it's kept me off Bulletstorm. I've got
Portal. You have crack.
Yeah.
Get me off
the
crack.
Yeah. Furthermore, Mike, for your interest, I've got Portal 2 dropping tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if I'll be carrying on playing this or picking up Portal 2, because this game is that good.
Wow. I was going to ask, actually, because I haven't played Portal 2 and I've been on media blackout.
Mm-hmm.
I need someone to play Portal 2 in co-op with who hasn't played it.
I haven't touched it. I'll be getting it tomorrow.
Rich, you and I will play that game in co-op.
Me and thee. Let's do it.
Don't cheat on me.
I won't. Okay. I will hold out for you.
Thank you.
Like I say, I don't know if this game... This game is... It's just got me. And I don't know if it's...
I downloaded the demo. I just haven't played it yet. I tried Fancy Pants instead. So I'm hoping that I'll like it.
An overview, right? I know you guys, a lot of people throughout, you know, the VG Hub podcast really loved Limbo, yeah?
I love it, yeah. I adore that.
Yeah. I was one of the ones that liked it, but didn't feel invested enough in it to shell out for it. I thought it was a bit basic with the game mechanics. The graphical style of this, it's similar in certain ways, but it takes it just another step forward. And the mechanics that they put into the game pulls my interest in it, and I want to play it. And it did that in 10 minutes just by showing me the demo. And the reason why you've got your silhouetted graphic style, the movement and the way you can jump in this game is so responsive. It's if you can imagine a 2D platforming version of Mirror's Edge, which I think they did on iPhone. Yeah, this is that. It's in that vein. You can do. You've got combat in there as well with knives and stuff, swords. You get new styles of fighting and so on unlocked to you whilst you're playing the game. You've got boss fights in there. It's all based on like a Inca mythology, and basically you've got a predecessing guy that's talking you through the history and how it's light and dark, and you've got to carry on the fight to conquer. Whatever you're conquering, all these demigods and stuff.
What are you rebelling against? What are you doing?
but it is really, it really pulls you in. It's great. You've got to try it. Really have. And the co-op mode is what I want to get into. They're saying that they're going to unlock more, but they've put in 5 levels of this co-op stuff, and they've put in some really interesting things. You play a 2-player game, right? So if we go through the single player, you've got to switch between light and dark whilst you're playing the game. So you use your bumper button. You will be a silhouette, and you've got neon aspects, almost like Tron, where you'll be blue, and that's good. If you switch it, you'll turn to red, and that's bad. So you've got bullets and enemies against you. I'm getting too excited about this game, aren't I?
I think you've got a straight up hard on right now.
Yeah,
I can see it through the internet.
You sound like my 6-year-old nephew talking about a game like
Crashers. Yeah,
Castle Crashers, and he's like, yeah, and then you do, and then you change the corner, and I unlocked it. It's really good. That's what you sound like. Bless you, Rich. Bless you.
So, when you're playing, you're playing the platformer, and you can switch between good and.
I won't stop
because this is the best aspect of the game, and I'll shout this out, and then just tell you about the co-op. Right. So you can switch between light and dark. When you're light, any bullets that are shot at you that are light will absorb. Yeah, but you'll come across enemies that might be dark. So you've got to time everything right so that you can kill the enemy whilst either absorbing or dodging the bullets and stuff, which makes the puzzle aspect of it so good. You know, if you're taking into account something like Portal, you've got the thinking aspect where you can stop, look at the screen, work out what you have to do, and then move on. Well, that's what you've got in this. It's not. It's almost like a bullet hell shooter, but it's not. Because you can stop and think about the screen that you've got ahead of you, look at how you're going to do it, and then commit to what you're going to do.
Does it have GLaDOS?
No, it hasn't got GLaDOS.
Epic fail.
Never mind about that. Fuck that.
No, you don't need it because it's better.
You don't need the GLaDOS. You've got this bloke who's a demigod and he'll talk to you for love.
Okay, Rich, I'm going to force you
just one
to move on.
Greg, one more thing. The co-op mode. This is
are you Columbo?
You're like my
parents.
Someone
needs to play this co-op mode with me. Because
play it with you. Sure. I'll play it with you.
in the co-op mode, this is great because I've never seen this in a co-op. Somebody takes on the role of the demigod and he's actually playing on the screen with you. Yeah? That the guy that's playing the demigod is the one that's got sole control over the good and evil part of it.
Ooh.
So you've got to really work as a team well to coordinate yourself through the level that you're doing, because only one person can switch the light and dark. Once he switches, you both change. So the amount of arguments, you can imagine, we're just talking about this now and I'm getting shouted down. Imagine what it's like when you're playing it on an Xbox.
Rich, I will buy it. I've never played the game, right? I've never played the game. It looks cool. I will buy it for you and play it with co-op with you as well, right? Just so we can... But can I just comment on what...
Xbox friend!
Can I just comment on what Chris has just talked into the Skype chat? Rich, I will buy 1 year of XBLA if you stop talking right now. No, it does look good, Rich. I don't dispute that. And I don't know. I'll tell you what. Me and you, Portal 2, me and you, whatever this game's called...
I think by the time we've got through the end of Portal 2, if you're playing with me, Mike, you'll be saying, I'll play that land with you.
Nothing like British love.
Yes. Moving on.
No, let's stay on that game.
I don't know.
Let's bring you back to one other point as well.
Hold on, is it still Tuesday?
No, we're not sure, actually.
It's May the 4th, people.
Shit.
May the 4th be with you.
All right, I'm going to press on, Rich, and we're going to get into what I've been playing. I promise I will go quickly.
Okay.
I have played games, yes. You are not the only person in this podcast that has played games today and or other days. So first game up, I played this new game off Xbox Live Arcade called Outland. And let me just tell you.
You liar.
No, so real fast. I mean, it was Gears 3 beta, SOCOM 4, Section 8 Prejudice, and Homefront.
Eight. Sorry, I won it. Did I? I won the game. What do you think?
You did win the game.
What do you
think of Section 8? You know, again, it all comes down to for $15. It's a hell of a game.
Yeah.
It's not. You know, if it was $60, I would shit all over this game.
Yes.
But for $15. 32-player dedicated servers, multiplayer that's got a lot of depth to it. You know, it has a 5-hour single-player campaign. Yeah, it's a forgettable story, but you know what? So are most of the single-player games out there.
I've got a little question.
Apparently,
you know, I use on about the we had discussions about the Homefront and getting a party into a game on the multiplayer. I've heard things about Section 8. You struggle to get people into that. Is that wrong?
Yeah, so you can get into the game with your party. The problem is that the game does auto-balancing and won't automatically put all of you on the same side. They have fixed it to where it will try and keep you all on the same side, but I think they really strive for just keeping the sides equal, but also making matches come up quicker. So it won't delay the match while it's trying to find, you know, the perfect number of people to fill the map. So it'll fill it with bots, but it'll split up the human players. So if there's 8 players, but 5 are all in an Xbox Live Arcade party together, it's going to split and faction one of those persons off to the other team.
So why don't you just set up a public and a ranked lobby?
Well, my guess is that they, one, don't probably have enough players, or they weren't confident enough that they were going to have enough players to really set up that kind of in-depth system. I think that's really what it boils down to. They just want games to happen fast and quick so people get in, they play, and they feel like there's a lot of people playing. It certainly isn't the best of the situations, but hey, again, $15 first-person shooter, plays well, it's got the bells and whistles, just, you know, minus the graphical polish of, say, a COD. And,
it looks okay, though.
Yeah, it looks okay. That's my whole thing about this whole time. Section 8, it's okay, and for $15, hey, you could do a lot worse.
Yeah.
You know, like buying some game called Outland.
$10, mate. Fuck you. Fuck you, $15. Get your $10 on that. Right, listen to Paul, anybody out there. Outland v Section 8. Duke, you're not allowed to enter.
All right. So one thing, and I will get past this, I actually encountered a level in Homefront because I've been playing it on the Guerrilla mode.
Ah, and okay, which level are you struggling with?
It's where you go into the prison camp and they take your weapons and suddenly you've got just your pistol and you're locked in there with the prison guard shooting down at you.
Yeah, because in most jails they leave you a sidearm just in case you should decide to escape.
If you knew the story, it would all make sense.
But did he hide it in his anus?
Yes.
Oh, I know what it is. Oh, yeah.
So the problem is on guerrilla mode, just like in Call of Duty veteran mode, everybody becomes an expert sniper, and they also have respawning, you know, spawn pools of enemies. And so you have to make it to a certain point to get through the level. And the problem is,
like respawnable enemies, do they do that?
I didn't think they did, but in this level, I am almost positive that is the case. Mm-hmm. And because I played it on the normal mode before, I didn't really notice it because I got through it pretty quickly and made it to the point that they stopped spawning. But this, it just seems like it's been wave after wave, and because they're so accurate at shooting and you are so out in the open, making that run to get to the point is just been, I mean, a point of frustration. Mm. So anyway, but we're not going to talk about that anymore. Red Faction demo. I downloaded it. That's about as far as I got with it. I meant to play it before the podcast, but did not have the time. So we'll talk about that next week. But I'm pretty excited to check it out.
Not have the time. I never use that excuse.
No, you never do. Never. But yeah, so that's it. That's what we've been playing. And, well, again, we're going to test Rich's skills. It's time now to talk about new releases.
New releases, right. No, I've lost it. No, sorry, that's not my job because Greg didn't give me that one. You said that's the one that you'd be able to handle.
So, moving on.
I'm going to load it up quick, Greg.
It's okay. We'll move on. We don't need the music. We can just talk about it.
Releases.
We just need Chris to stop talking.
Wow, this is...
Here we go.
Oh, what?
Let's talk about the Wii. On the Wii this week, Thor, God of Thunder.
Thunder.
I've been hearing that the film's really good.
I want to see this film very much.
I've been hearing that it's pretty good. And I'm like...
When is it released?
Yeah.
Well,
when is it released? Not last weekend, Chris.
I know.
Not last weekend.
I know.
I believe it releases this weekend.
All right.
God of Thunder. Gotta love it. WiiWare Front, Bingo Party Deluxe, and Bit Trip Runner. There's a little demo out on the WiiWare Front. And Virtual Console, you've got Rival Turf, old SNES days. Moving on to the PS3, two new releases out on the retail shelves. I believe this is U.S. only. I don't believe Motor Storm Apocalypse is out in Europe, but it is out in the U.S. And Thor, God of Thunder. Both games on the retail shelves this week. And what is not happening, anything PSN related. So, yeah, nothing, not a Zippo, down for maintenance. Xbox 360, retail, God of Thunder, Thor, all that good stuff. Yeah, Thor, God of Thunder. Yeah, Thunder. Xbox Live Arcade this week. Wow, this is going to test me here. Bangayo HD Missile Fury.
Squad.
Sounds like shooter hell to me. Moondriver.
Luft Diver.
Both out on Xbox Live.
Someone had to.
Yeah, they did.
That's why I'm on the podcast. I stooped to that level, Chris.
Appreciate that. Demos this week. Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. I can't even talk anymore. Red Faction Armageddon. Both out, free, downloadable this instant.
Savvy. And,
DLC Front. Call of Duty Black Ops Escalation, the map pack that Rich chose not to pick up.
Are they any good? Do they look good?
I've heard OT84 off G4TE. He is hardcore Blops and COD in general fan, and he posted up this morning that he thought they were a bag of shite. So, whew, wipe my brow. Lucky escape.
Yeah,
I don't see myself picking these up until maybe a sale. If that.
Maybe.
There's just too many other games that
I
want
to
start
playing attention. For it, so.
Yeah. We also have a WWE All-Stars.
I really want to try that.
Tonk Man DLC. It's free.
I really want to try that wrestling game. I don't really like wrestling, but I've heard some good things about it. And they've got loads of legends in. So when I was into it when I was a kid, you know,
there you go.
I might know some of them. I don't know.
You very well may. Games on demand this week: Call of Duty Black Ops. So hey, if you don't have the game, you can buy it on demand and the DLC all in one fell swoop and sitting.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yep. There you have it. That is the new releases for the week. And just like that, we're going to dive right into the news.
The news.
Oh, my God. We are out of control here at the Overseas Connection. Okay. So, quick hits this week. Just the headlines themselves. EA agrees to buy Firemint, the devs behind the iOS hit Flight Control and Real Racing. L.A. Noire, the collected stories bound in ebook form this June. Mike, you might want to look into that.
Yay.
Saints Row Drive-By for Xbox Live Arcade and PSN canceled. It's basically, I think, probably just in a little bit of bad taste. A game called Drive-By, I don't know.
They're making another one called Prostitute Killers.
Nice.
They thought Drive By was too touchy.
Yeah.
Prostitutes don't have souls.
Yeah. This might actually disappoint some. Batman Arkham City delayed, but just about a week till October 18th.
Oh. I thought it was coming out in August because the first one came in August.
Nope. It was supposed to be October 6th, and it pushed out to the 18th. Really? You've got three new Fallout New Vegas DLC packs coming in. You might want to jump all over that.
First, I got to do the other Fallout DLC that I haven't played yet.
There's always that, too. Hey, Silicon Knights, Dennis Dyack says, too human, we do plan on finishing the trilogy. My response to that? Really, Dennis? Really?
Going to you on indie games.
Really?
We're just going to rename it Call of Duty.
Yeah. Microsoft Game Studios is rumored to be working on Core Connect Shooter, and this is news that Microsoft Game Studios is actually opening up a hardcore gaming studio in Canada as well, so it's kind of interesting. Nintendo says they plan first-party game launches around third-party publishers. That's the new plan. Sounds an awful lot like Microsoft.
Isn't that what they're doing anyway?
Yeah, I think Nintendo was just not doing any game plans, and they just were letting third parties dwindle. Oh, yeah. But hey, remember the Vitality Sensor? We all thought it was dead and buried. No, Vitality Sensor has been delayed until it works with 99% of the customers.
So it's never going to come in out.
Yeah. Problem is, it hasn't worked for 1% of the customers.
Less than ideal.
Yeah, very much so. Okay, Rich, are you recovered yet?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Have we got
music or not?
Rich is feeling for Clint.
No music, Rich. No music. Just a little top 10 UK software sales.
Let's do this then. Just Dance 2 is at number 10. Homefront's at number 9. Wii Fit Plus is at number 8. FIFA 11 is number 7. Lego Star Wars 3 Clone Wars is at number 6. Call of Duty Black Ops, number 5. Operation Flashpoint Red River. I want to get that. It's on my little film list. That's at number 4. Zumba Fitness, number 3. Mortal Kombat, number 2. Good things being heard about that. And Portal 2 at number 1. Great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No surprise the Portal 2 being at number 1 for sure. And
it's good though, isn't it? Single player co-op.
Yeah.
In there
what did surprise me about Portal 2 today was a chap called to me, and all he plays is Call of Duty. That's it, Call of Duty, nothing else. Called to me. Do you play that Portal 2? I haven't, mate. I'm too busy. Blah blah blah. It's fucking brilliant, man. I've told all my mates about it. Really?
No.
You played that?
That's cool.
Did you play anything else? He says, "Oh, I just fancied a new game." What the fuck? So, yeah.
I tell you what, though, Mike. I think I WhatsApped to you when I was using the answer machine with the kids in Asda when I was up north, and this was on the release weekend for Portal 2, and I was really surprised because normally it's the sort of thing you'd probably see people going into gaming at and getting, but your normal guys that would be queuing up to get Call of Duty and stuff on release at the supermarket. I went to Asda, a big Asda, completely sold out.
Cool. Yeah, it's those adverts, mate. It's those commercials.
Yeah,
mate.
Man, definitely. Yeah.
Advertising, it works. Who would have thunk?
Sex sells, even though there's no sex in those. It's a commercial.
Gladys, baby, she's sexy.
One-eyed robot, sell.
Oh my god!
You know, there's I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. Hey, let's okay. Let's. We're just going to move on. We're going to talk some of the bigger news this week. So last week, the whole PSN debacle erupted, and for those that don't know, Sony and the PlayStation Network are still offline due to maintenance, which is code word for we got hacked.
We got fucked up.
Yeah. So this past week, actually, I believe it was Monday, Sony held a press conference. Kazurai came out and actually bowed in front of the press for 7 seconds, basically discussing, you know, how they were so sorry that this had all happened, and basically talking about, you know, the events, not going into a lot of detail, but definitely giving more detail than they had. And then just when you thought, okay, the worst is over, we're in the clear, we're ready to move on, today it comes about that Sony apparently also got hacked from their Sony Online Entertainment servers. And apparently this attack happened at the same time. So it wasn't a separate attack, but they're claiming it was involved in the same attack. But this, of course, is where all of their MMO online games like DC Universe and EverQuest, all those games reside. So that got hacked as well. More importantly, not only were basically 24 million plus accounts, basically breached, but the hackers did get a hold of a reported 12,000 plus credit card numbers. Now, the credit card numbers are from 2007, so, you know, a lot of people are basically kind of feeling a little bit of relief because, well, they're expired cards.
Yeah, you can't expose them.
But, and this is where I throw caution to everybody that may have been affected by this, because one of the things Rich and I were discussing beforehand, and I actually verified with a bank over here in the U.S., when credit cards expire, they don't issue you a new credit card number. The number stays the same. So when your card expires, you get a new credit card with the same credit card number. It's just a different expiration date and a different security code on the back.
See, I have a debit card. I don't have a credit card.
Right.
So my card number, my account number is still the same, and my card number is different.
Now, in the U.S., your debit cards, if you have a debit card that is a, you know, like a Visa debit card, and again, I confirmed this with Wells Fargo, they said that number does not change. Mm-hmm. It stays the same. Now, in the U.K., it very well could be different.
That's what it is for
debit
me.
Cards.
It could be different. You know, like it could be different.
Right.
Depends which bank you go. I don't know.
Yeah. And for those that are wondering, well, why don't they change the numbers? You have to remember, even though they have this long string of credit card numbers on the front, certain of the parts of those numbers are identifiers for the branch of the credit card. So like MasterCard has certain numbers that every MasterCard starts with. Visa is the same way. And then you have account identifiers on the tail end of that number. Those all stay the same. They don't randomize those. They don't change those because your account is linked to you and they don't want to have to redo that every, you know, couple of years.
I just need to know, are my Tesco reward points still safe?
No, they've been hacked.
Oh, shit.
I mainly bring this up because I just want everybody to try and be as careful as possible, especially with, you know, all of this online business right now. You know, you can never be too safe, especially once you know a site that you've been utilizing has been compromised. Just be vigilant. Even if the card was expired, keep a watchful eye out. Because last thing you want to do is get hacked for your accounts. Because even though you're more likely going to get reimbursed, it's still going to be a hassle getting reimbursed. Banks aren't just going to be like, oh, you say you got hacked? Okay, yeah, we'll reimburse everything right now.
We give you free money now.
Yeah, that's what we do.
It's a bother, really. I mean, you'll get it back, but, you know, it's just the hassle, isn't it?
Why bother waiting? You may as well do it. The thing is, you've been forewarned anyway, and I know it's not right what's gone off and everything, but if you had a shot across the bow previously, if you've ever been stung by something online, then it's not that big a deal to shut down a card and just get a new one sent out.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, do it, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's only going to be one. It's only going to be one card, isn't it? Whatever. So just do it.
Now, interestingly enough, I guess it was reported that some of the UK banks were recently saying, "Hey, don't call us to send out new cards," and maybe that's because some of the systems are different over in the UK, or quite possibly they're just like, "Hey,
they want to save money."
Well, they want to save money. They don't want to have to reprint all these cards because we're talking millions of accounts. So. It'll be interesting to see how all that continues to play out. But, yeah, just be vigilant. I think that's the most important thing. All right, Rich, let's talk about something positive. Nintendo Next console.
Yes.
We talked about it last week, the rumor. Breaking news again. Hey, we're breaking all kinds of news today. Just as the podcast fired up, we got some new tidbits on some of the intricacies of the new console.
Yeah, this,
or at least rumored, I should say.
This is a story to spark 1,000 Photoshop pictures. Yeah, apparently the Wii successor will not include a traditional hard drive. It will bear some traits of competing high definition game consoles, according to sources. And the console, which has been previously mentioned before as being Project Cafe, will include a 8 gigabytes of onboard flash-based memory.
Brilliant.
Which is, they're not reaching for the stars, man, are they?
No.
Presumably for the game storage. That quantity, while nearly 16 times the storage capacity of the Wii, is smaller than the 20 gig room which you got originally in your Xbox, if I remember rightly, because I've still got the same bloody hard drive and I'm always deleting stuff and putting other stuff on.
8 gig is what the old Xbox had, wasn't it?
Was it 4 or 5? I honestly don't remember.
It wasn't a lot though, was it?
No, it wasn't a lot, but I mean,
back then it was.
You know, here's the thing. It's enough if you're partitioning off, say, 2 or 3 gigs of that to work as a hard drive. So, you know, it's conceivable that they're saying, hey, you're going to get 5 gigs of this or say 4 gigs of this for game saves and, 1 gig we're going to reserve for system use for the operating system, blah, blah, blah.
What if you start downloading games?
That's the first thing that screams out to me is this is not an online console.
Yeah, there's got to be some other system that they have yet to identify and or come out with.
And it is rumors, so we can't...
Yeah,
exactly. It's rumors. And unless the other rumor is that they've gone out and bought OnLive, then what the fuck's going on?
Well, they've gone to the shop and bought a shit ton of hard drives.
here's the other part of the rumor that maybe helps fill in that gap. So it's also being reported that this is going to support SD cards. So,
for the
I guess Wii does though.
Yeah, the Wii takes SD cards.
Yeah. But so this could be potentially your storage solution for downloadable games.
Shit, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly isn't ideal. And there's additional things in here that again, it's all rumor and speculation at this point. But this is being reported out. I believe it was Kotaku that broke the story. And it was Stephen Totillo, I believe, is the gentleman over at Toulouse, over at Kotaku. But anyway,
that's Xbox guy.
That's Xbox guy. He'll tell you anything you want about Nintendo, but it won't be true.
Yeah, it's Totillo. So he also said that there's going to be a new disc format for the console. He said it's going to hold upwards of 24 gigabytes of data.
It's called DVD.
It's not DVD.
No, that's due to Nintendo, though.
Yeah. But I would think they would say it's just Blu-ray if that was in fact what it is. So now it's got me wondering what kind of new device are they going to utilize for their games.
Maybe that's what Xbox might use for the next generation of consoles.
Yeah. Are they introducing a true new disk format? Are they maybe going with some kind of flash memory or USB type memory that they're going to basically have all the games loaded onto? And just, you know, you buy a stick instead of buying a disk. I don't know. But,
can't see it for manufacturing.
Yeah.
I can't see them doing that for manufacturing.
Honestly, I mean, we've talked about this before. I don't put anything past Nintendo because, I mean, if you told me when the Wii came out that they were going to give you a controller that just basically used waggle motion and you weren't going to have a standard gamepad, I would have said, and I did actually say, ah, it's not bad, it's going to fail, and, you know, look where they are now.
It kind of was.
Well, yeah, 70 million units. Once you get past 30 million units, I think it stops being a fad.
But no one plays it, though.
Well, I mean, you can make that argument, but I think you can also make the argument that people do play it. They just don't play it maybe as often or as hardcore, if you will, that the PlayStation 3 or 360 fans play their system.
Okay, let's take away from the equation all the families, right? All the soccer moms that are playing the Wii. And let's take it to people like us, you know, people who are into games. No one plays it regular, though. Even Stu or JSS Lifelike, who love their Wiis, you know, they don't play them that regular.
The thing I was saying last week, Mike, was about the whole thing where they should be seeing it as an evolution in the people that they're carrying. They know they've got a wave of people. I heard somebody saying this week, if they bring in this new console and then drop down the Wii to about $100 or whatever, that the end of that lifespan for the Wii, it would have probably hit about 100 million units. Now, at the end of the day, during the lifespan of that Wii, they've got to be looking at evolving the people that are playing it that they've took on to moving on to the next thing. Now, if they can hit an intermediate point that's not like a hardcore unit, but it's something that could support HD games that are good, they can get the third parties to port everything over that they're currently developing. Because what they're obviously going to take trying to get a big chunk of this last 2 years. They know they've got free reign to take on all of these releases they've got in the next 2 years, because Sony aren't going to do anything unless they get pressed into it by this whole debacle that's going off at the minute. And Microsoft have already put their eggs in the basket with the Kinect, and they've got to see that out. So if they can pull in people from them consoles or they're existing to move on to the next level, as in playing something that's a bit more advanced with a different control system, then they've set themselves for the next 5 years after that. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they're as stupid as we think. It's just do they get this online stuff?
I never thought they'd say that
right.
Stupid.
Yeah. No. I know. But
the stupid, but not Nintendo.
Well, let's move a little bit more into the next piece of this rumor, because there's one last part that talks about the new controller, and that's, I think, where Nintendo seems to shine, is their ability to evolve control schemes. So, the rumor is that, you know, it's going to have this this touchscreen enabled viewing screen on the control pad itself. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the brilliant part of where this all comes into play. So you start kind of imagining different scenarios where this could be useful. The screen certainly can be a touch screen, you know, for, you know, optional controlling. So, you know, inventory or maps could be basically displayed on the screen. And you could basically be, you know, utilizing it there and not having to worry about bringing up a map screen or a HUD screen up on the main screen. The other, you know, thought that you have is it's now basically turned your TV and your controller into a gigantic DS. You've got the top screen, which is where the game is, and then you've got the bottom screen, which is touchscreen right in front of you.
Yeah.
And
but how are you going to fit that in your pocket to do that, like, Wi-Fi thing, like the Street Finder thing? Are you going to do that?
Well, you wouldn't necessarily have to put it in your pocket. Oh, you're playing that at home.
Because my TV
you're playing that at home.
Fit in my pocket. I've tried.
Yeah.
It's called House Pass now.
Yeah.
You get yourself a caravan, you drive past the other people, and then you pick up other people.
Right, we're doing Birmingham today. We're going to go around there and drive around all the streets to see how many Wii's we can pick up.
No, but the true beauty of that, I mean, think about it. You're now basically unifying your Wii generation and your DS generation into one console.
Not just that, though, Greg. This is what I was on about as well. Like, your handheld guys, everybody out there, your general consumers that have latched onto your Wii's have now got iPhones. They're sat there playing the $1 games and stuff. Yeah?
Right.
Them same people are used to using that sort of control system.
Right.
So if you integrate that with a controller, they're all going to be on board with it.
I don't think so.
I don't necessarily know about pulling iPhone users over to play this because of that, but let's just face it, the DS...
Not pulling them away from it, but knowing that them guys are used to it. That's what I'm saying.
Being familiar with that kind of control. Yeah.
But they've already got the iPhone. They could put the iPhone in their pocket and take it with them. Why are they going to buy this piece of malarkey with that thing?
I'm with Chris on this. I don't necessarily think you're truly going to get a lot of migration that way.
But
I mean,
you!
Yeah. But think about it. You've got 70 million Wii users. You've got a gazillion DS users out there.
They're a gazillion.
They've all been wrong.
And if you can tell every DS owner out there, hey, you can now take your games and play it in your console. Just plug in that cartridge right into your console.
Whoa.
Because I think they use SD. And, you know, now you've suddenly got a huge base to draw upon.
You're thinking way too much for Nintendo.
I think I'm thinking right along with Nintendo.
Nah.
And the last thing, and this was a crazy other option.
I just looked it up. Gazillion is indeed a fictitious number.
Yeah. Damn it. Thanks.
It was, however, a comic book in 1998.
Okay.
I love the internet.
Oh, you gotta love the internet. Last idea on the controller is that you could take you load up your game, right?
Yeah.
You're playing it. Let's say you want to go in the other room. You just transfer the game to the controller.
Fuck it.
It goes on the screen. You walk away from the console. Somebody else can come in and use the TV if they want. You can take that controller into the bedroom now, and you've got a handheld experience.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that might be good.
Because that's what I want to do. Let's take my controller into the bedroom and have a handheld experience.
Nintendo, we need you. Okay. Anybody else want to comment on the handheld experience?
Whatever it is, it's a gimmick and it'll be appealing for 2 weeks.
All I'll say is this, the markets are broadening and I reckon in the next 4 years, you'll be seeing Apple will be jumping into the market. As much as we talk about the $1 games and all that lot, Apple TV, you look at the way they're doing the software and stuff on their on the PCs that they've got. You could sit there, you can get your game setter on there, and that's going to move that way. It's going to be a media hub, and the same is going to happen with all of them. This is the first step in it. And E3 will probably blow our minds, but we'll wait and see. It will all broaden out. It's got to. And all of them know what everybody's buying. They know that they're all getting into these new control systems, and they know that they're taking all these new media formats on board. And it's going to move forward that way. So each of them are getting savvy to it.
Don't discount Nintendo.
No, definitely don't.
All right. It's time for the show break. We have rambled on way too long.
We have rambled on. Isn't it good to get all four of us back
on? This is the first time in a while that we've all been here.
I know. Yeah. It's craziness.
All we need now is Richard Webster on, and then we'd have...
I asked him.
Hey, fellas. Sponge cake.
It's just like he's here.
Sponge cake.
All right, time for the show break. We'll be back in just a little bit. Enjoy the music, whatever we play. And, you know, don't be so overly critical of the music, you know, daddy. You know, look, we don't judge. We just play. And if our users, our community says, hey, I found a song. I'd love for you to play it on the show. Hey, we'll give it a shot. We'll play it on the show.
Is this Stu?
All about the community.
Is this Stu who you
Yeah.
talking about?
Yeah.
Was he moaning, was he?
Well, I can't believe they played that malarkey on there.
That was not that bad. I thought that was pretty good. That's probably
that was horrible. That sounded like if Stu was from Tennessee, maybe. Like the back hills of Tennessee.
I think he's getting better because
Mike doesn't know where Tennessee is, but
It's in America.
Apparently Stu is from Tennessee.
Yes. It is in
America. There we go.
Tennessee is in the United States of America. In fact, it's one of the United States of America.
Isn't that where John Daniels is from?
John Daniels?
Yeah, John Daniels.
I don't know this.
Al Pacino's mate.
I don't know this John Daniels film. I know it.
Oh, exactly. there was a movie reference that you didn't pick up on. Fucking
hell. Right. You're right. why don't you enlighten
possibly
me?
Possibly speaking about Jack Daniels.
No, John Daniels. Scent of a Woman. Al Pacino. Job done.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that one in a while. I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, I'll have to.
Right.
The drink is Jack Daniels.
Yeah, it's John Daniels to him because it's his mate.
Hey, I got an idea. Show break.
Yes, enjoy your handheld experience.
In your bedroom.
Does anybody play video games here at all? Do you know the Call of Duty video games? Okay, people who don't know, their game's based on real wars, so like World War II and shit, which feels weird to me because real people died, and then I have to kill them all over again. So like, moral problem, boycott those games, you know? Then the new ones came out, and they're set in like Iraq and Afghanistan and stuff. Video games. Shit that's going on right now, even weirder. Boycott continues. But then I played it at a friend's house, and it's so fucking good. I was like, alright, I'll get it, you know? So I was gonna go get it. I was going to get it. But then I found out one of the levels in the new Call of Duty is called Karachi. Which is where I fucking grew up. That's weird for me. They're like, your hometown is now a battlefield. How many points can you get? But even with that, I was able to convince myself, you know? Like I'd have an advantage over everybody. I could be like, hey, we can hide in there, guys. I used to rent movies at this place. Mr. Siddiqui will give us shelter. So I was going to get it. But then I found out, okay, the language you speak in Pakistan is Urdu. That's the name of the language you speak, Urdu. But all the street signs in Karachi in Call of Duty are in Arabic. Yeah, totally different language. And I know it doesn't seem like a big deal, but this game took 3 years to make. If you look at it, they get every detail perfect, like the graphics. You can see individual hair on people's heads. When they run, they sweat. When they run, their shoelaces bounce. All they had to do was Google Pakistan language. They were literally like, what language do you speak in Pakistan? I don't care. I can't get this guy's sideburns right.
All right, we're back from the break. And, well, hey, let's jump into the mailbag.
Greg, you never guess what.
Do tell.
I've got a Klaus Pamela and Oprah on it again.
Are you serious?
Honestly.
Why do you need to do that?
Because sometimes...
Community mailbag!
Greg, Rich. Jesus Christ.
For fuck's sake, me!
Rich, you've been sacked.
That's what you sent me.
I know.
That is what you sent me.
I sent you the old one. But either way, you're still sacked.
All right. On with it. Question of the week.
Wait, hold on.
Go to play.
Yes, I do. We'll start over again.
Okay.
Everybody relax.
Okay.
Come on, Chris. Hang in there. Come on.
I'm going to play it now.
No, you're not. Hold on.
Hippies.
It's quiet. Damn dog. Hold on, no, not yet.
That's not me.
Oh God, I feel like we're podcasting with Duke right now. All right, here we go.
No, you ain't, bitch.
Oh, here we go. All right, we're back from the break, and God help us, let's jump into community mailbag.
Yes, community mailbag.
Take the mail, Pop. Yep, take the mail, Pip. Yep, any mail for us?
Sometimes, you know, if the listeners only could just have that insight into what goes on here.
You recorded that, right?
Yeah, you never know. It might show up in the outtakes. Anyway.
Why don't we tell them, Greg?
Yeah, no.
Outtakes.
Just listen to the post-show. Rich, let's get on with it. Question of the week.
Yeah, question of the week is, what would you suggest Sony do to compensate you?
Now, Skull, I know normally we have you kind of rattle through the Twitters, but given the fact that we have a gazillion Twitters, and at the time that we were doing this, the Gate site, for whatever reason, was not available. Maybe they got hacked, too, by Sony. I never thought about that.
By Sony?
Sony, the hackers, sorry.
Reprisal.
You're wearing me down, man. You're wearing me down. Why don't we just kind of rotate back and forth? You know, you start, okay. Go.
One each.
Mike goes, Chris goes.
Yeah.
Chris go.
Let's do it quick.
Chris go. Sorry. Rich, go.
I've never heard that one before.
Me go.
Yes, you do the first one, Rich.
Knight XXL, Rich.
Yeah, well, no, I'm saying my own opinion now, aren't I? I'd say a nice HD brand spanking new version of Undertow would go down a treat.
Yeah.
Extra levels, yeah, great. What about you, Mike?
Lick my balls.
Hey.
I really don't care because I don't play my PS3, so they don't have to give me anything. Just work.
Yeah, just work.
I'm not that fussed about what they give me. They should give dedicated fans something, like a couple of free games, good games, like Shatter.
Yeah, you know, I got to say, I'm not too terribly upset about it either. I'm kind of with you, Mike. I mean, I honestly don't. I'm not like, you need to give me something.
We're not
for me.
Solely for the PS3. Like, for those people that are, like... Obviously, they can't like find that day, but they should compensate them.
PSN Plus owners for sure need to be compensated somehow because they actually pay for a service they couldn't access. For the rest of us, I don't necessarily think we should be given anything. I know a lot of people are like, well, you bought the PS3 based on the fact that it was going to have free online service, so it was part of it. But
I think they deserve to give everyone something.
Well, they did. I mean, they are offering up PSN Plus free for 30 days.
Brilliant.
That actually, to me, feels worse because that to me is just like, you know, it's kind of like the Microsoft trick of, you know, back with the tsunami victims of, they were saying, you know, if you, you know, follow us on Twitter, then we'll donate a dollar. And people were like, no, it's just a backhanded marketing ploy. Well, this is the same kind of thing. It's, you know, Sony's kind of weaseling their way into getting more people to sign up to PSN Plus. I think the more genuine offer would have been, hey, here is a Sony title, you know, an arcade title that we did, you know, we have the rights to it, whatever, we're going to give it to you free. Boom. Done. That's all they needed to do.
Yep.
Chris, what do you think?
I concur. I think a couple of downloads from the store once it's up and running. I don't know that they should hand – I'm not for them saying here's a game that we have chosen for you. Because not everyone wants the same game. So, you know, even if it's just
people might already own that game.
True.
They might indeed. So, yeah, just a voucher for, you know, $10 at the Sony store or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, let's find out what the community had to say. Skull, why don't you kick it off?
Yeah, we had Kevin Knight, Knight Triple XL. He said... Too late for me, mate. PS3 sold to my mate. Can't justify 2 or 3 exclusives a year. Job done.
More fair
than
enough.
The Xbox get.
Yeah. Have you seen the adverts that have been popping up outside the game station and stuff? No. I don't know how that makes sense as well. Where apparently there's been advertising where you can, outside the stores, bring in your PS3. With your games, and we will exchange it like for like with an Xbox.
Wow.
And I don't know how that makes economical sense, but people have put up pictures on Twitter showing the signs outside the shops.
Huh.
Hmm. Bizarre. But anyway, yeah.
Why don't we let Chris go next, and we'll just kind of rotate through.
Yeah, go.
Off we go then. Greasy Foot Slips, Marty says... Sony can buy me a 12-month subscription to Xbox Live. Nice. And I have a feeling that is a theme we're going to see repeated often.
It could very well be. Mike, you want to take the next one?
Peter G73, Brimes, get over it, says, free Xbox? Question mark.
Well, here was an original one. Chris, also known as Chris UK, has said, £50,000 in freshly printed notes. I think that's a little excessive, but hey, that's just me. Rich, I think we're back to you.
Yeah, Orty, 84, David Morton, free Xbox to all users, LOL.
And serendipitously, I get Soup Dragon Dan, who says, a really nice apology from Sony would be a year's free Xbox Live Gold subscription. Hashtag thank you, Sony.
Guess what? I'm sensing the theme here.
Yeah.
Ian Moore, Spitfire Ian, says, Xbox Live accounts? Lols.
Like, yeah. Right? And Simon, yeah, Simon C. Mitchell had this to say, lol, and 1 year's Xbox Live.
Donnie Totoro, 12 months Xbox Live subscription.
And finally, breaking the chain, John Plays for Fun says, cross game party chat, ooh, burn.
And a sensible answer from somebody, is it Anatsuki?
Yes, Natsuki.
Says, for people who play. People that pay for Plus, they should offer 6 to 12 months, and for regular members, 3 months, as well as a free game. That's a lot more generous than they are offering, but I suppose that wouldn't be too bad. But that goes against your point, Greg.
Yeah.
At least one of our listeners is sensible.
Yes. And
that's Kev. He sent another one in afterwards.
Okay, so...
It's just too late.
Yeah, he says it's just too late. Of course, he is, again, saying that you can't justify the 2 to 3 years exclusive, but he expanded upon this. He says, yes, I'll miss Uncharted 3, but since I bought a high-end Blu-ray player 2 months ago, PS3 hasn't been turned on.
PS3 gets exclusives than Xbox, though.
That's true.
But are they exclusives that he wants to play?
Uncharted 3... Last Guardian.
Kevin doesn't strike me as a Last Guardian guy.
You know better than I do.
Not really, but I'm just... The games we played together mostly involve guns.
Yeah.
And headshots.
There you go.
There's that big dog, bear, eagle-looking thing.
Yeah, at the end, that's the ending. Headshot.
I believe there's one more Twitter. I think this was actually from Kevin as well, if I'm not mistaken, but basically says, our data was compromised, and it was not just a minor problem. Besides, many of us bought games we cannot play, like SOCOM 4.
Damn.
Mm.
Angry. And I get that. I
winning.
Yeah. Hey, but we got some emails.
Sweet. Email.
Yeah.
eBay.
So first email, I'll take this one, and then Chris, we'll let you finish up on the second email there. But first email from David Brown. He says, I might be a bit late with this email. Only time will tell, I suppose. No, you're not late, David. You are right on time. Been playing Fight Night Champion and think it's a great story mode, a lot of fun until boss fight or title fight. Stupid way to end it, but it was fun. Just entered the other single-player mode where you are actually training, fighting people, training some more, etc., and liking that too. I actually completely forgot there was that other game mode in Fight Night Champion. I just played the story mode, and that was it. He says, I played some DJ Hero 2, F1 2010, Shift 2, and I think that's all. He says, I'm excited for this year's Gamerscore competition organized by Marcanix, which begins Friday. A little pre-promotion. Sign up, and details for this competition can be found at g4te.com. Everybody should sign up.
Everybody.
Everybody on the internet. So we would have the biggest Gamerscore challenge ever.
Ever. I like how David the Alien has product placement in his message. It's good.
It is good. Product placement. He says, this email brought to you by
Gaming for the Elderly.
Yes. And have Mark a great show, guys. David the Alien. So, yeah. Chris, Mark.
Mark Wright, otherwise known as Marcanix, writes in to say, good evening, chaps. I like every time I introduce Mark's email, he turns into a vampire for some reason. Good evening, chaps. Just a quick email for me this week, as I haven't been gaming much the past few weeks, apart from F1 and Vegas 2 Sunday night. I'm kicking off the annual Gaming for the Elderly. Woo. Gaming for the Elderly GamerScore Challenge this week. It starts Friday the 6th of May. The aim is to get the largest increase in GamerScore over the next 2 months.
Now, hold on a second. So here. Is the reason why he hasn't been gaming a lot is because he's basically squirreling away a bunch of games to start playing? And he didn't want to start playing them yet?
I'm not going to comment as to the intentions of his non-gaming. I certainly...
But squirreling could be part of it.
You know, I mean, strategery is what it is.
Strategery.
Right. He's putting those points in the lockbox. Strategery. that's an SNL joke from many years ago.
Brilliant sketch, anyway. By the way.
Yeah, it was. As he says, Friday, 6 May is the beginning of competition. The aim is to get the largest increase in gamer score over the next 2 months. And here's the payoff. There's a first prize of 1 year's Xbox Live Gold donated by yours truly, that being Marcanix.
Not Sony.
Or Sony. And there's a second prize of approximately 2,000 Microsoft points, not PSN points, depending upon your region. These have been kindly donated by David the Alien. So well done, gents. Very generous of you to donate the prizes. So if you want to take part, sign up now on the Gaming for the Elderly boards and get to Chivo hunting. Thanks, guys. Mark. Well said, Mark. And yes. the previous GamerScore competitions have been fun to take part in. So this year, with some new members coming on board, it should be interesting as well.
Yeah, so we were going to read off forum responses, but when I tried to access the forum responses, I couldn't access the forum responses.
I need to point out that Greg has typed in sit down.
Yes, it's a sit down, sit down.
Apparently he's trying to tell my dog what to do.
So. Yes, it is a new technical term. Please do not interfere. It's a sit down, sit down.
Nice.
Which leads us right into the community play dates.
Leads us right into that.
Yeah.
It stops right there and it finishes right here. So we're still gathering names for the Monday Night Combat eventual shenanigans that will take place. So get on there and let us know if you want to play some Monday Night Combat and defend the money ball. Wednesday, 11th May, 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Left 4 Dead 2. Get your zombie apocalypse on. Wednesday, 4 May. That is manana. Is the Gaming for the Elderly versus the Gray-Haired Gamers Battlefield Bad Company 2 Challenge. The aforementioned GamerScore Challenge begins Friday, and there will be some Friday night racing. So go on to the site for details.
Make sure you have every racing game available to play.
Yeah.
Every racing game possibly from David Bowie. Veteran Gamers Playdate Sunday is playing... We don't know.
Yeah, large question mark.
Yeah.
I will say this. I'm going to throw out a tequila play date for May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Every time you die in a game, you have to take a shot of tequila.
My God, dude. I would. My liver would leave my body. I would literally like explode out from under me and walk away.
Yeah.
Because I die a lot.
Yeah, me too. But hey, there will be tequila flowing in this household at least. On Cinco de Mayo,
it'll be tequila. What's your tequila, Greg?
I really enjoy a nice Hornitos.
Hornitos, yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, and I like it. I can do it straight if I have to, but I do prefer a rocks margarita, no salt, shaken. You got to shake it. You can't just stir it.
I said no salt. No salt.
Yeah, no salt.
I like it with salt.
I bet you do.
I like salt.
Salty taste in the mouth. Nice.
You, on the subject of tequila, Greg, if you get a chance, you should look up Perfidio. It's a delicious, smooth tequila that you can drink.
Perfidio is an excellent tequila. Also, I would recommend Patron Añejo. It's a very good, nice, smooth tequila as well. But I have to admit, gold tequilas, not a big fan of. And we have turned this into a drinking podcast. So those of you that are
wondering. I'll leave then, shall I?
It's a drinking podcast with a gaming problem.
Yes. We're here talking silver tequila. I think it's the best sipping tequila.
Agreed. All right, moving on. Right,
moving on. Hey, birthdays and new members. We don't want to talk about them. Yeah,
If we miss you this week, we'll get you next week.
Right.
We owe you.
We do. We owe you big time. We are terrible.
Sony will give you a year of Xbox Live for our mistake.
Yes, call them up. In fact, I think that's a call that Duke should make. Duke should absolutely call Sony up and demand a free year of Xbox Live Gold.
I want a free copy of Heavy Rain.
You know who should demand a free Xbox Gold is Yoda the Third.
Yes, he should. He has to be just hating life right now. All right, but let's wrap this show up on a positive high note.
Let's.
If you're going to email the show, Mr. Matthew, where would you send an email to?
You should open up your email program and into the address bar type ocpodcast@gmail.com. And we will receive it and read it out and make fun of you as we do.
Yes. Twitters. Rich, you're a big fan of the Twitters.
Yeah, man. OC_podcast.
Right. And if they wanted to Twitter to you?
OC_Skullduggera.
Nice. Very nice.
Make an _CP.
I think we all
Yeah, baby. Underscore's where it's at.
He likes it salty with the underscore. Okay. iTunes reviews and Zune reviews. Hey, if you have either one of these devices, we would love for you to review our show. Maybe not this particular show because I don't think it's going to reflect very highly of us, but...
Or any of them.
Okay, maybe. But, you know, if you're just feeling generous and you're feeling kind of, you know, like good and you wanted to do that, yeah.
If you're drunk.
just go on there and lie and say nice things about us.
Absolutely.
That works.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts. Similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many people say.
Come on, man.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
And of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, VGHub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.
When did Duke edit you into that clip?
I love that Skull just shouts random things to get in there. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Well, Skull, since we're at that point, why don't we let you do the first shout-outs?
Yeah, I ain't got many, really. I'm just going to say I'd like to shout out the internet for Lego walkthroughs. Today I walked in on my 10-year-old and my 5-year-old huddled around a laptop trying to find how to kill General Devious on Grievous, should I say, on Lego Star Wars 3.
Devious. Yeah. He's like a droid with a big handlebar mustache.
and he's got one eyebrow that goes up.
He's always up to something as well.
Yeah, he's always up to something. Yeah, so shout out to them. Walkthroughs. Kids, 10 years old, huddled around laptops and then running off to the Xbox to do the solutions. Great stuff. And shout out to the monarchy. Love you. We paid a shitload of money for it, but God, we got some good days off work. Yeah, cheers. That's me done.
Brilliant. Mike, why don't you go next?
I will shout out the world, and I'll shout out... I don't know, really. I haven't really thought about this. I'll shout out Ben, because Ben, my friend Ben, we've all played with Ben, because of his headset. Yes.
Was funny, that was.
I reached for that one. All right, so yeah, Ben, broke his headset while playing at Gears of War with me, Skull, and Greg.
Yes.
And, He could have just gone, lads, I've got to go mute. But no, he didn't.
Can I just say real quick, Mike, best headset mod I've ever seen.
Yep. He got some duct tape and got because the microphone bit snapped away from the headset bit. So he kind of duct taped the microphone to his face and then the duct tape went up to his forehead and he sent me a picture of it and then I sent a picture to Greg and Rich. And then the next day, He could have gone out. Yeah. He had the day off.
I go buy
a new one. But instead, he adapted it to his baseball cap, where he sellotaped. And he's got like a kind of baseball cap headset now. So it's going to be in store soon.
It's the new craze.
And this is going to be on our website, I assume, shortly, for the viewing pleasure of those who haven't seen it.
Well, I'm sure I'll have to ask ethical permission, but fuck it, yeah.
I'm granting you said that you have fair usage rights, and mocking someone openly is considered fair usage.
Sure, I'm sure I could, like, swindle, like, if you whatever you send on WhatsApp is now public domain.
Absolutely.
Swindle. So, shout out to Ben.
Yeah. Beautiful. Ben.
Mr. Matt.
Oh, I've got to pass it on.
Yeah.
Oh, this is me.
You are.
I'm going to shout out Corzan, David the Alien, Stickman, and Spence 13 because they're the last people to shout in the Gaming for the Elderly shout box. So they certainly deserve shout outs or shouts out, whatever the plural is. And I'm going to shout out the boys over at Epic Mealtime for giving me the inspiration for smoking fatties on my smoker.
Yes. When you do that, can you kind of like make a video of it or some photos, please?
I will definitely make some photos.
Yes.
Video maybe not, but definitely photos will be awesome.
A friend of mine who I'm doing my dissertation with, we are kind of obsessed with Epic Mealtime at the moment. So.
I don't know how epic these will be, but I have a feeling they will be delicious and fatty.
Chris, the description you gave, trust me, epic.
Epic.
Yeah.
Epic. All right. So, that's it. And Greg.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to shout out Ben as well, because you know what? That was just a funny ass time playing Gears of War with him.
It was. Yeah, he was a good lad.
Yeah, and just you know, a shout out to you guys. You know, coming in last minute, I was surprised. I mean, Rich and I were all prepared to go the show alone. We were ready, and you saved us, saved me mostly, and I appreciate that.
No problem. Anytime.
Got hi, Mike.
You know, when we get regularly back into doing four of us, can I get my sleeping bag out again? Because I don't feel safe getting it out now.
We'll talk, Rich.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Hey, I've got a quote, and actually, I think this is pretty. It's pretty spot on for this podcast in particular. It's from broadcaster Graham Taylor. It's quoted, they've got a telepathic, pathetic. Well, it's just not pathetic. Oh, just forget it.
Yep. Yep.
Beautiful.
That's it.
It's awe-inspiring.
Is he wanting a job on our podcast?
He's got one. All right. That's it. We're done.
See y'all.
And we'd get to go in and play against the Americans, and that's where we'd get taught a few things. they'd kick our asses, but yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Which I hate to say it, but athletes just are that way. They now, especially in America, it seems like the athletes feel like, and it's probably the same with some of the soccer athletes over there, sorry, football. They just feel like it's their God-given rite of passage type thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, and we owe them because they're, you know, sports players. But that's my rant. I haven't heard from Chris and or from Mike. So, I don't know. You want to just podcast? You ready for another duo podcast? You think you can handle it?
Yeah, man. Let's kick this mother to the curb.
Sound files. Okay, so this is probably the one that I need you to do the most. This is the Price is Right one. See how long it takes to download. You see it in the chat?
Yeah. I've already got Price is Right.
No.
I think, yeah. Finger gave me that. Chinny gave me that the other week.
Okay. Here we go. I mean it. And thanks for really. You got me with the sniff.
I thought I'd be subtle, and it worked.
Oh, you bastard! All right, here we go.
dun, dun, dun,
this
dun,
is where my dun, 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 soundboard technician completely failed me.
Oh, fired.
I used to have grandma, and you know what? We fired her.
Oh my god!
I found it. I didn't
read
know.
It again. Greg, read it again. Turn it off.
Coming up this week, Thor, God of Thunder.
Rich, turn it off.
Turn it off.
Fucking turn it off.
I've turned it off. Oh no, I haven't. Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, this will be an edit. Greg, just for the record. This will be an edit.
Greg.
Mike, Pamela.
Do you want the news?
Please, give me the news feed.
It's good.
This is the news of the week.
Community mailbag.
Community mailbag.
Not that one. Do the fun one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the mail, Pap. That's the mail, Pip.
There you go.
That's not really that fun either. We need a new one.
We do. Get on it, Chris. Come on. You could do it. I know you could.
Duke stole the one that I would have used.
Which is?
Oh, the strong bad one.
The strong bad one.
Yeah.
I love right. Strong Bad.
I want to play this now. So.
I'm stopping.
Here we go. What?
Bye.
A train wreck.
Fucking
skull.
Don't edit that. That was brilliant. I loved it. I couldn't hear any of it. It's all what I was playing, I couldn't hear.
We know.
It's brilliant.
Mike shouting, turn it off! Turn it off! Skull just playing along happily.